Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
His name is Joe.
Instead of fighting with these people, what I do is I throw stats at them. Let them go with it.
The Adventures of Joe.
But I've actually even got to the point now when somebody starts arguing with me, prove your facts. I go, now.
All right, what do you say, Joe? What do you say to that?
You didn't prove yours. Mine you can find at the CDC or on the FBI website. You need to do your own homework. Because when you spoon feed them, even when you do that, they tell you you're wrong, even though they have nothing to back it up with. Just like AOC. Nothing.
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
It's the Joe Messina Show.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity. Yeah, right here on the Joe Messina Show. It's a pleasure to have you with me, 855-ROAD-SHOW. 855-732. Can't stand it. 5563. Look, get involved, get engaged, be part of the solution. You hear me say this all the time. And I say it because, you know, I want you to be it. Right? You get informed, you get engaged. I'm telling you, if you have the truth, if you have the information, if you know what you're talking about, you will bury these people. No joke. You'll bury them. They won't know what to do with you. Because they won't be able to fight back. It's that simple. When I say fight, you know what I mean. I don't mean fight, physically fight. They won't be able to fight back with what you have to say because you have the truth on your side. They're just going to be guessing. They know the way around it. They're just going to be guessing, period. All right. MyPillow.com. There you go. That's what I keep forgetting. Mike Lindell. Look, Valentine's Day, right around the corner. Don't be stupid. Right? Don't blow it. You got robes and slippers and pillows and pillowcases and sheets. I'm telling you, the sheets are great. The towels are great. They work. They actually dry you off. Go figure. So head over to MyPillow.com, promo code Joe. You'll save yourself a boatload of money. Right? You'll save yourself a bunch of money. And on top of that, you'll make sure that people are working. Right? Everybody that works for Mike Lindell, they depend on us to buy product. Stop buying product from China. They don't like you. They could care less about you. You know that's true. All right, breathe, Joe. All right. Well, Illinois, they lost their appeal over the gun control law. Right? The restraining order stays in effect. Now, this was the one where their new law that they put in effect, it banned the sale and distribution of assault weapons, high-capacity magazines, switches, and it went into effect immediately after he signed it. So there was a lawsuit brought almost immediately. Effingham County, Effingham, and it sounds bad, right? County Judge Joshua Morrison issued a temporary restraining order against the law. So you can't enforce it. But it was great because many of the sheriffs in Illinois said, look, the law's unconstitutional. We will not enforce it. And then they didn't know what to do. The lawsuit from four gun merchants and 850 individuals who argued that the law was enacted improperly, didn't have proper public input, added the law violated the state and U.S. Constitution for equal protection clause, and when they just nailed them. And guess what? The judge agreed with him. Morrison said in his ruling that the plaintiffs are being immediately and irreparably harmed each day in which their fundamental right to bear arms is being denied. Now, after an appeal from the Illinois Attorney General, he got slapped, too. Because the 5th District, the Illinois 5th District Appellate Court, ruled on Tuesday in a 2-1 decision that the temporary restraining order can stay in place. Hey, I'm glad they're going to fight this all the way to the end. They should. We need more and more of these to hit the Supreme Court so they can turn around and go, no, no, no. This is what the court says. This is what it is. And I don't know. Actually, this is one of those ones I should have asked Brad. I think you have a personal right favoring court right now to a big degree. So the NRA made a statement that they will not stand by while activist politicians pass unconstitutional laws that do nothing to promote public safety. They went on to say, we sued the state of Illinois because the law is blatant violation of Americans. He's right. They are chipping away at your rights little by little by little. Take a vote, you know, and that's how it's done. It's not like that everywhere. Right? A little bit here, a little bit there. Right? First it was like, what was it? They took prayer. They didn't just take prayer away. They started with a little crash there with prayer. And you couldn't have the Bible in there. Now you can't read it. You can't have a Bible study. You can't. There's so many things you can't do, you know, on these school campuses anymore, which is ridiculous because our founding fathers did these things on federal buildings on a regular basis. I wish these people would actually do some homework. It truly is amazing to me in more ways than one. But what do I know? I'm that far-right whacktoid, right? No, isn't it? You hear it. Not just with me, with others that you listen to. I know. And again, the funny thing about it is if you match up some of the things we say, we talk about, we do, against, you know, what our founding fathers wanted, what they talked about, what they believed in, I think a lot of these guys would be freaked out, right? I mean, well, I don't know if they would do anything about it. I can't say they would. But at least you'd be able to prove that we were right, that this is what our founding fathers wanted. And that's what we need to stay on. Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break.
Are you 60 plus and love to travel? Introducing the Senior Travel Discount Network, brought to you by Low Cost Airlines. Call us anytime, day or night, and save up to 75% on your airline and hotel reservations. We can help you save a ton of money to fly almost anywhere. We have inside discounts on over 500 airlines and 500,000 hotels worldwide. And when you call and mention the discount code 60 plus, we'll give you an extra free night with your qualified air and hotel reservation. Now you can get the best prices on air and hotel reservations with your phone. We make it easy and fast for you to save money and book a trip. Remember, call the Senior Travel Discount Network. Mention the discount code 60 plus for your free hotel night with your qualified reservation. Call now.
210-526-2010. 210-526-2010. 210-526-2010. That's 210-526-2010.
Term life insurance. It can be a powerful way to protect your assets and your family. You work hard to earn and save your money to build a nest egg for the future. Don't let it get wiped out because you didn't plan ahead. Take the time now and make a small investment in $500,000 or more in quality term life insurance. Call the Term Lifeline and let us shop the best companies to give you the lowest rates. We specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. Ask about some of our 10 and 20 year fixed rate plans with guaranteed rates. Call the Term Lifeline right now for your free insurance quote. 800-957-6070. 800-957-6070. You owe it to yourself to protect your family and your assets. Make term life insurance part of that plan. Call the Term Lifeline right now. 800-957-6070. 800-957-6070.
I need a tax preparer. How should I choose one?
Using a paid tax preparer this year? Before paying someone to do your taxes, make sure they're qualified. Ask about their fees, experience, and training. Check with the Better Business Bureau. Avoid anyone who promises a higher refund. And review your tax return before you sign it. And make sure your preparer signs it too. For more tips, visit IRS.gov and search Choosing a Preparer.
Did you get a call or message that mentioned Social Security that made you feel threatened or scared? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, press you for personal information, or demand instant payment. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Don't fall for it. Hang up, ignore them. Report this criminal activity to oig.ssa.gov.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
So far, this show has been awfully slow.
Except for the one I saw you do last Thursday.
When we were coming over here tonight, I was a little concerned about his driving. The minute he got to the wheel, I was worried. The left rear wheel, he was
worried. I look around the room, and I realize now, aside from Clint Eastwood, I'm the biggest name here.
And now, the professor of political incorrectness, the naysayer of nonsense, the cure for Democrat dementia, here's Joe Messina.
We are back. Joe Messina, your host. Always, always, always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Look, get involved, get engaged, be part of the solution, understand what's going on. I mean, in all sincerity, right? Get your facts straight. It's really, really, really a challenge. When I try to talk to some of you, when I go to events, we're talking about certain things, and all of a sudden, you come off with something that's, you know, it's not far right. It's almost off the planet. So make sure you have it straight. Make sure you have your facts at least 90% there before you start talking about them. Because I do want you to make a difference. I do want you to jump in. I do want you to make sure that you got your... When these people get hit from every angle from people like you who are well-informed, you might turn one. You don't know. Really, that... No joke. Wouldn't that be great? Anyway, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Hey, Texas A&M School of Medicine has been bragging that they're removing photos of white male alumni. It was an example of institutional commitment to diversity, equity, and inclusion. And the way you get that is by removing all the white guys. It's amazing. The institution included a response in a survey it completed for the Association of American Medical Colleges last year. Right? The organization uses it for diversity, inclusion, culture, and equity inventory. The school survey responses were obtained through a Freedom of Information request through the Washington Examiner. Unreal. I just find the whole thing unreal. Anyway, survey detailed a number of institutional commitments to diversity, equity, inclusion, or DEI, now is what it's being called. It maintained, why? Because they know that diversity, equity, and inclusion have become, you know, poke points for many. Now, it's requiring diversity training for search committees. It's reviewing salaries for diversity. But in response to a question that was asked, if they had modified branding and communications displays to eliminate aspects that could be perceived, right, this was perceived as non-inclusive. Texas A&M School of Medicine said it removed the predominantly white male photos, ready for this one, of the graduating class. Why? What was the reason behind it? Didn't those people graduate as well? I mean, this needs to get out there before you guys go to these schools. And you need to tell them the reason you're not going. The reason you won't step foot on their campus. You realize that Texas A&M just hired 46 DEI trainers, staffers, whatever. The average is 45. The national average is about 45. Now, Texas A&M has 650 students. It's ranked as the 80th best medical school for research. 80th best. I don't know if I'd be touting that. If it's 80 out of 800, maybe. Really. And this is why, you know, I don't use this line in particular, but this is the road I go down, right? Knowledge is power, they said. Now, why wipe out the people that put that school in place, that built the foundation for that school? What would be the reason behind it? I mean, it makes what they're talking about, what they want to do, and the road they're going down, makes absolutely no sense. I mean, none. But it's all, this is why some of us feel that, you know, the DEI, diversity, equity, and inclusion, is a line of bunk. It's money to get, which has really no basis of fact. Absolutely none. And that's why they have to keep changing the name, keep changing it around. Right? And then again, you know, another quick story. Is it, what was it? The Washington Examiner also posted a piece. Said, hey, listen up. If you speak English, you might be labeled a microaggressor. Yeah, we're back to that again. We know it is. They start losing steam. They try to look for things that'll pump it back up again, if you would. Employees working for the West Texas healthcare system were required to take an implicit bias training. It said asking someone if they spoke English, well, that amounted to a microaggression. Why? What if I know five or six languages and I want to know which language to speak? And if I'm sitting there on campus with you and you're here learning at an American campus, shouldn't I, well, if nothing else, I should be able to assume that you speak English, right? Or are we going to now teach these classes in 27 different languages? Now, documents obtained by the medical watchdog group, Do No Harm, and it shared it with the Washington Examiner, Covenant Medical Center in Texas required its employees to complete an implicit bias training contained a list of microaggressions worthy of an apology, including asking someone if they spoke English. God bless. Let me see. What are some of the microaggressions here? Come on, I got to have some fun with this. Yeah, well, if you commit one of these sins, apparently, there are processes by which to fix it. And they'll give you credit for fixing it, I guess. Acknowledge the responsibility. Oh, I'm so sorry. I didn't know. Offer to repair the issue, right? Oh, I asked it incorrectly. Let me try to fix this. I express regret. I think I did that already. I probably did that in the wrong order, right? Explain what went wrong. I don't know. Based on your look and your inability to read anything and you talking to other people in the hallway, I thought maybe English was not your first language. You have to repent for the problem and request for forgiveness. Wow. That's in the class. Right? Some of the other microaggressions? Well, okay. This one here, it's just idiotic. You don't look gay. I don't think I've ever said that to anybody. Thanks, sweetheart. Can I talk to your manager? Is he around? Joe Messina, your host. God bless. Be back in a few minutes. Don't go far.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Are you looking for the cheapest prices on car insurance? Then call the Cheap Car Insurance Hotline right now. Hey, you're guaranteed to save money on your car insurance. Most car insurances can be canceled at any time. That means if you find a better deal, you can switch right away. We're not just one company. We offer most of the major brands of car insurance. We're like a discount supermarket for car insurance. And it doesn't matter if you have a good record or a bad driving record. Our agents are experts at finding you the right car insurance for your needs. Our average customer saves hundreds of dollars a year when they call us to switch. So why don't you make this 100% free call right now and see how much you can save on your car insurance. Paid for by AIS Insurance.
Call 800-399-7087. 800-399-7087. 800-399-7087. That's 800-399-7087.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. Alec Baldwin is being formally charged with involuntary manslaughter in the deadly 2021 shooting on the film set of Rust in New Mexico. Cinematographer Helena Hutchins was shot and killed when Baldwin fired a prop gun loaded with a real bullet. Hannah Gutierrez-Reed, the person in charge of prop guns on the movie set, is also facing the same charges as Baldwin. The Santa Fe District Attorney filed those charges today. Embattled New York Congressman George Santos says he will not step down as investigations into his personal and campaign finances play out. However, a new poll from Newsday Siena College revealed 78% of Santos's constituents want him to resign.
He's a liar and a scammer and a criminal.
Meantime, Tuesday, Santos expressed confidence he will be cleared. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
Of others screech at them like the forced laughs of a billion art house movie patrons.
Thus, they travel from world to world, making everyone stupid in order to wipe out all thought in the universe.
My God, they're like flying television.
We are back. John, I'm giggling because I reach over to hit the mic, and on a regular basis, I screw it up. It cannot be that hard. But apparently for me, it's impossible. 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged, be part of the solution. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us, again, on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and just being engaged, being involved, making sure, right, that you got the info you need to step out on. I'm telling you, it is the best place to be. It's the best way to go. All right. Now I forgot where I was. God bless. I do this all the time. Nope. Yep, there I am. All right. No, I do. I really do appreciate the time you guys spend with me. I do appreciate the time that you spend. Again, you help me. You send me stories. You help me. It makes it easier for me. And it makes it easier all the way around, frankly. Okay. Microaggressions. Oh, God. Or these macroaggressions. I can't keep up with them. Yeah, if you're using English terms, asking questions of people. Right, we want to own our behavior. I always own my behavior. Who doesn't own their behavior? Right? You know, when you walk up to two people, again, depending on where you are in the country, where you're visiting, areas that you're visiting. Look, I'm going to get heat for this, but I don't really care. Well, listen, I'll even turn around. When you walk into an Italian neighborhood, you know, one of those, I call them tourist traps, right? Whether it's New York or Boston or Los Angeles. And there's two people on the street. You're looking around. You're trying to figure out where you need to go. And there's two guys on the street. They're yelling at each other, because that's what it sounds like. They're yelling at each other in Italian. Do you walk up and, what, do you just start talking loud, hoping they'll understand you? Or would you do what I would do, which would say, hey, you guys speak English? Why is that a microaggression? My grandmother barely spoke English, and she was here for years. And she had a hard time understanding it. She understood it, but she had a hard time understanding it. She would not feel microaggressed if she was talking to one of her girlfriends, and somebody came up and said, hey, ladies, do either one of you speak English? She would have looked at you and gone very little in very broken English, and she would not have lost any sleep over it. I guess we weren't as easily offended. Right? Anyway, the medical center has a diversity website. This is the center that not to teach you to be good nurses, good doctors, good medical people. Oh, no. They say that diversity, equity, and inclusion, DEI, is their central goal. Wouldn't it be medicine? Learning how to care for people? I'm just guessing here. Just shows you how asinine this is. We know diversity is central to building an equitable and inclusive workplace, and that our caregivers and teams should reflect the diversity of the communities they serve. Look, when you're taking care of me, I don't care if you're black or Asian or Hispanic or whatever. Can you do the job? Do you know what you're doing? That's all I care about. Right? And again, I know there's racists out there that want a black person or a Hispanic person or anybody like that touching them. You know, I'd be flippant and say, let them die. I mean, if you're that racist that you're not willing to take help from somebody because they're black or Hispanic or whatever, give me a break. If I was God, that's all I'd send you, with black or Hispanics, to save your butt. Anyway, the healthcare system says it prioritizes diversity in hiring, promotes a zero-tolerance policy for behavior that perpetuates bias and stereotypes. What does that mean, though? What are they talking about? It's also committed to health equity. They don't tell you what that means. They say the long-standing inequities have led to health disparities. What does that mean? Right? Inequities what? In the different groups? In the different cultures? I mean, seriously. Our goal is to recruit, develop, and promote diverse talent across all levels and departments. The healthcare... We prioritize diversity... Ready for this one? In race, culture, gender, identity, or expression and sexual orientation. Because it's very important that I know what your sexual orientation is when you're helping me, when you're taking care of me. When I'm in the middle of recouping from a heart attack, the first thing I want to know is what sexual orientation you are, what race you are. It's ridiculous. Totally ridiculous. You know, when you start putting all this stuff out there, you start making people afraid to even open their mouths and ask a question. They were worse when they first started all this garbage. Don't you remember? You almost couldn't ask any question without being a hater. But let me tell you, folks, that's what they're afraid of. You open up the conversation. Listen, I'm known for doing that. And I don't do it to make anybody uncomfortable. I do it because I really want to know. If I'm sitting there with somebody of a different faith than mine, and I know it, and I've got a relationship with them of any kind, and I've done this. Hey, tell me about this. I've heard this about what you believe. Is that true? And I'm not here, I'm not poking at you. I honestly want to know. You hear me do it on a regular basis with both Zoe and Sonia. Both of them black, grew up a little differently. I want to know what their upbringing was like. I want to know what the black community thinks about certain things. Both of them, well, I don't know about Zoe. I know that Sonia was extremely liberal. I mean, I'm talking Planned Parenthood liberal, okay? Seriously. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I don't know when she came around, but when you hear her talk about some of the things that were being shoved on her, told her to be truth about the black community or how we felt about the black community, you'd be up in arms. And you'd say, well, where did they learn that? Where did they get that? How come they think that? Well, they think that. They learn that because we don't open our mouths. We don't fight back. We don't push back. That's why. Okay, just seriously. You can't be in any way, shape, manner, or form afraid to open your mouth. Afraid to stick up for what you believe or what your rights are. Look, if you don't stick up for what your rights are, here's a perfect example. There are period tracking apps now, right, that will allow a transgender woman with periods to sign up. So this is a period and, let me see if I got this right. I want to make sure I don't get this wrong. Period and fertility tracking app is being criticized for saying their product is for anyone with a period, including biological men who identify as women. So if you're a male, just take this first sentence. Let's just break this down. Right? This is a fertility tracker. Oh, and I'm sorry, period and fertility tracker. And it's being criticized, but hear this. It's for anybody with a period. Stop. And can a biological male, and we know a female can, right? Because where's the period come from? When the egg dissolves. It's got to get an egg. The egg's got to be in the fallopian tube, is it? Come on, some of you guys are smarter than me. Right? And then it dissolves because it hasn't been fertilized. Now, it goes on to say it's for anyone with a period, but it says it includes biological men who identify. I am a biological male. I can identify as a woman in 20 minutes. I will never have a period. And I will never need a fertility and period tracker. So how much are we trying to screw up these kids? Right? No. I say that because if you think about what our kids learning, what they know, and what they don't know, this is the last thing on the list that they need to deal with. Jones here, your host. Be back in a few minutes. Don't go far.
Have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. shopsupertea.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
I'm Slim Shady. Yes, I'm the real Shady. All you other Slim Shadys are just imitating. So, won't the real Slim Shady please stand up? Please stand up? Please stand up.
How can you do a spoken word version of a rap song?
He found a way.
Your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Look, get involved, get engaged, be part of the solution, not a part of the problem. That's how it works the best. Coming up in our last segment, come on, tell me you're heartbroken, right? Anyway, always appreciate your time. All right, here's the story. Chat room, pay attention. I want you to chime in on this one. In the state of Texas, things are a tad different. I think if this took place in California, this guy's outcome would be so much different. And I know some people, this really frosts them, but a father who beat the man to death for raping his 5-year-old daughter will face no charges in Texas. Now, this, I mean, this is just amazing. The father would actually pull this guy off of his daughter while he was getting ready to rape her. He may have even already done so. And any juror with children probably would have felt exactly the same way. And the guy beat him, physically beat him to death. Would you find him guilty? I mean, seriously, I mean, here in California, it would probably be the only crime that Gascon would punish. Right? I mean, many of you have daughters or granddaughters. Maybe even nieces and nephews, little ones. And I feel the same way. Look at, I feel the same way about this. If you played with one of my granddaughters, you did something to one of my granddaughters while I was around, or knew about it, and maybe even afterward, I don't know. I'm not going to commit to anything. Your life wouldn't be worth much. You wouldn't be worth much. Because only animals do this to children. Yes, Nancy Pelosi, I called them animals. But only animals do this to children. People with two brain cells that rub together, people who are of right mind, don't do a five-year-old girl. I mean, can we be honest here? What the heck does a man want to do with a five-year-old girl? The fact that you're aroused by a five-year-old girl tells me how sick you are to begin with. How sad of a human being you are. And in the midst of hearing, if I ever heard my daughter screaming for help like that and saw a grown man on her, I'm sorry, I'd probably be up on the same charges. There'd be no way. And you're right. I mean, somebody just said in the chat room, it's so true. California would be pushing for the death penalty again. Now, I want you to know, Californians voted to keep the death penalty. I want you to know that. It was put to referendum a couple of times. But Gavin Newsom decided they're too stupid to know what they want. So he's put a hold on it. So you got all these people on death row. And what he'll end up doing, I think he already did, I'm not sure. He'll commute all their sentences to life in prison. And then the next left-wing goofball that shows up is going to, we'll go ahead and probably not just commute their sentence, but pardon them and let them out. Because in Los Angeles, you've got a couple of city council members and county supervisors that want to close the jails. Let that sink in for a few minutes. Right? 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-556. Some of you read the article in some of the newspaper reports about, what is her name, Gisela Maxwell. Jeffrey Epstein's right-hand man, so to speak. She is, she's amazing. Amazing woman. She actually said from behind her federal prison, A, that she believes that he was murdered because of the people he knew and what was going on. And B, she said, I didn't know he was so awful. Come on. You don't hang 20 years around somebody like that and try to tell us you don't know he was that awful. You groomed young people for him. You lured young people in. Right? I just find that amazing. I'm still waiting to see the transcripts from her confession, if you would. Maxwell also claims that the infamous picture of Prince Andrew, who was one of Epstein's victims, Virginia Gruff, is fake. Right? Gruff has accused Prince Andrew of sexual abuse. She also had some apparently interesting things to say about Billy Bob Clinton. She says he's one of the most interesting people I've ever met. He was extremely sharp. interesting. He had such a range of, oh, knowledge of the world. God bless. You, to hear her say this stuff, she's covering her butt. She's sending a message out saying, hey, your secret's to stay with me. I'm not going to say anything. You know, and you think about it, right? I mean, the Clintons, the Clinton Mafia, no, you don't want to go sideways with them, do you? Goes on to say, well, I'm going to go on to say, I don't believe people are going to believe much of her spin. Epstein was an awful man. Everybody around him knew it. Right? No doubt that he was murdered. You can't hang yourself like that. Not with the fractures, not with the way the medical people have laid it out. It just didn't happen. Right? And her client list, boy, wouldn't you love to get your hands on that? Obviously, after it's been scrubbed and, you know, fumigated. But other than that, yeah, wouldn't you love to? I can only imagine some of the scum that's on that list. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. All right. I thought this was kind of cool, too, over the weekend. These laid-off Google employees, right, going out of their minds. They don't understand why they were laid off. They're good people. Yeah, I love it. I mean, I'm kind of making fun of them, but I'm not really. I'm sitting here looking at this and looking at what they're saying and saying, do you understand it takes money to operate a company? So you can sit there all day long and whine about what a good worker you were, how great you were, the whole nine yards. You need to understand that these companies have to make money. But can you imagine if a right-wing corporation did what these people did? So, Google employees found themselves having this happen to them. So, they were blown away after the company slashed 12,000 jobs, right? People who had been with the company for, you know, well over 10 years. Suddenly found out, well, they might not be as personable a company as they thought. Now, maybe, right, firing 12,000 people is tough to do face-to-face. I don't know. But according to a New York Post article, employees suddenly found themselves jobless through an automated account deactivation at 3 in the morning. Your account's been deactivated. For more information, call the supervisor you no longer have. And one lady says, it's hard for me to believe after 20 years at Google, I unexpectedly find myself on my last day, via an email, mind you. What a slap in the face. I wish I could have said goodbye to everybody that I worked with. Well, you would think, I would hope, you have their information. Another said they found out when their phone gave them a termination of service notification. Oh, I guess they all got phones from Google, too. Oh, that's a kick. How do you get your number? Oh, God. And a complete lockout of access. She said she couldn't get to any of her corporate accounts, only to receive an email a little later that basically said goodbye. One person said, my 15-plus year average adventure at Google came to an unexpected end. When I was blurry-eyed, still half asleep, I checked my phone and saw a notification that my corporate access expired alongside a NYT notification announcing the layoffs. This was a senior marketing person. This wasn't a flunky. Senior marketing person. I can only wonder what, well, I wonder what they gave him for severance and the whole nine yards. Anyway, these millennials, or whatever you want to call them, found out hard and fast, every corporation is about the dollars. Even the big ones that you think you love so much. Joe Matthew, your host. God bless. Have a great rest of the day. Don't do anything stupid. I want you back here with me tomorrow on the Joe Matthew Show.